Welcome to Eat, Capture, Share, the podcast for food bloggers and food photographers who want to earn an income doing what they love. My name is Kimberly. I'm your host. Episode 102. Welcome back, everybody, to the Eat, Capture, Share podcast. My name is Kimberly Espinel. I'm a food photographer, food photography teacher. I'm the author of the Amazon bestselling book, Creative Food Photography, and a creative business mentor for food photographers and food bloggers just like you. And today I am bringing you a rather spontaneous solo episode. I had not thought about this, but a wonderful, wonderful student of mine, Carolina, who is a foundation student, and she's also a Fearless Focus mentee. I will link to her in the show notes because her recipes are the bomb and her Instagram is wonderful. But she recently asked me about my content creation process, and I never even considered sharing this, or like it didn't come to me. I was like, okay, so if Carolina wants to know a little bit more about that, then I wonder if there's other people out there who are kind of curious how it all works behind the scenes and what happens and, you know, how I roll. And so that's how today's podcast episode came about. So really, I want to share a little bit about my content creation strategy, what works for me, what I wish I could do a little bit better, and that's something to focus on. And my hope really is that there's elements here that you can take away and apply to your content creation process, something here that you find helpful or inspiring, or I don't know, anything that can help you further along on your content creation process and your content creation business. Right. So there are a couple of things that are working really well for me and that I think do help me create the amount of content that I do and hopefully the level of quality content that I do. So the very first thing that I do is I time block and theme my days. So I have set days. In fact, it's 3 days a week, Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Those 3 days are my content creation days. So come hell or high water, I will always have 3 days set aside for content creation. And for me, content creation has kind of different layers, as it were. So content creation could mean shooting for food photography clients. So I will only shoot Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. I will caveat that by saying, if I have a cookbook shoot like I did, for example, for Eat With Better earlier in the year, or I have a really amazing filming opportunity like I did for Domestika, both those projects were 7 and then 4 days respectively. So, you know, they had to be back to back, but I was given ample notice so that I could then rejig my schedule in advance for those things. But those are really the exceptions to the rule, because what I have noticed is I don't feel as inspired if I have to be on a content creation hamster wheel every single day. So that doesn't work for me. And there's also other things that need doing, like emails need to be responded to and, you know, bills need to be paid and those kind of things. So I feel I work best when I have set days where my brain can go out of creation mode into more kind of practical thinking, problem solving sort of mode. So that's why I have 2 days that are not content creation driven. That's kind of the system that works for me. So 3 days a week is content creation, which, as I mentioned before, consists of client shoots. It also consists of teaching one-to-one workshops. In fact, Carolina, who I mentioned at the very start of this episode, she also came to join me here in my London studio for a one-to-one workshop. And content creation also involves shooting blog posts, recording podcast episodes. It includes creating content for Instagram, for my Instagram stories. So those happen on those 3 days. And generally what I try and do is I try and use the morning for actual shooting, doing, creating, what have you. And then the afternoon might be something like mood boarding or, you know, shopping for the ingredients, like making my shopping list and having it home delivered. Or, you know, like I notice that I'm just better in the mornings and I feel my most energetic. And then the other 2 days, which are Tuesdays and Wednesdays, those are the days where I really do more administrative work. So it could be, for example, like doing my tax returns or sending it into my accountant, I should say, or, you know, responding to emails or definitely written content. So blog post writing, newsletter writing, editing, and then all my meetings happen on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So that's team meetings, supervision. I meet with my mentees on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The mastermind happens on Tuesdays and that kind of thing. So more office-based, you know, computer-based kind of stuff. And it also means that I have those 2 days to think about and plan ahead and do the kind of administrative logistic stuff that needs doing for the shoots that I have Thursdays and Fridays. So that's really how I structure it so that my week is heavily skewed towards content creation within the constraints that exist of being both a content creator and a photographer, if that makes sense. So that's kind of my tip number one and my strategy number one. Number two is that I'm really clear about what I'm hoping to achieve, like what my goal is, not just, you know, for the year, for the month, for the quarter, but also for the week, for the day, like what the purpose of each piece of content is, so that I'm not just kind of showing up and going like, oh, what should I post today? But like there is a bigger thought process behind it. So for example, this quarter, so I'm recording this in November 2022. So Q4 for us here at the Little Plantation, we don't have a launch. We don't have a sale. There's nothing really that I'm trying to sell or promote in the kind of strictest sense. So that really means that this quarter is all about showing up for you and creating really valuable content for you so that when Q1 comes along, which is a really big launch quarter for us, I feel like I've earned the right to make an offer, you know, offer something for you to purchase. You don't have to go for it, of course, but I feel like if I serve and add value, then it is also okay for me to then say, actually, I have this to offer. And if you like my free content, would you like to explore purchasing from me? So that's kind of thought process number one. Number two is because I don't have any thing to sell, there's no pressure of meeting a particular sales goal or anything like that. It means that I'm also have the opportunity to be a little bit more creative and to explore. And for me, still being really, really new with Reels, it's a great space for me to be really explorative with my Reels and just try out new things and learn in the process and that kind of stuff, right? And it also means that the only other two big goals that I have for this quarter are growing my mailing list so that we have a successful launch in Q1. And so that means creating, say, new opt-ins or just lots of stories on Instagram that lead to the mailing list sign up and that kind of stuff, or the podcast, of course. And the other goal is just to get everybody really excited about my book, Creative Food Photography, for people who missed it first time round or who've been kind of sitting on the fence about buying a copy. Like this quarter in the run up to Christmas is another opportunity for me to kind of put the book in front of folks who I think will love it and entice them to purchase it. But those are really kind of really small little things. The main focus here is added value, so to say, for Q4. And so if I know that that is the purpose of this quarter, the purpose of my week, the purpose of my content, then I can make a really strategic decision about what kind of content I'm sharing. Something that will appeal to my ideal customers, something that will appeal to my community, aka you. And I know my people, I know you, I know exactly who you are, what you love, what you need, what your struggle points are. So if I know that, like everything I share can be underneath that umbrella with that kind of vision of what will make your heart beat faster in mind. In addition, as I don't have any specific sales goals, I also have the time and space to share content that excites me, something that pushes me creatively. So if I know what I want and my goal and the purpose behind the content, it just gives me like a framework that guides me and my creative process versus I could create anything and, you know, like it. For me, that's really overwhelming. But if I have a container and a really clear North Star about what this is about, who this is for, that really, really helps me. Now, I've talked about this before in, I don't know which episode, so I'm not going to pretend that I do, but I have a planner, like a goal setter planner that I use, and I use that for the month and the week, et cetera, et cetera. I'll link to it in the show notes. It is an affiliate link, I will say that. But I use that really to plan my content, to plan my week, month, my goals, my purpose, that kind of stuff. So it's, I found it really, really helpful, and I'm wondering and hoping whether it's helpful for you too. Now, before I move on to the next point, I just want to stress it's not all perfect. So there are definitely days where I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to post. Or, you know, the reel I was going to create, totally like, no, I can't post that, you know, that kind of feeling. So definitely does still happen. But having this framework has been a huge, huge, huge help for me. So yes, I just wanted to stress that it's not always like, it's not the panacea and it's not like always going to be absolutely amazing, but it definitely, definitely helps to have clarity, direction, and purpose. Sorry to be interrupting your podcast experience, but did you know that my book, Creative Food Photography, is now available, full of inspiring content, ideas for finding your style, up-leveling your food styling, and taking your composition to the next level? You can find out more at thelittleplantation.co.uk/food-photography-book, or find the link to all you need in the show notes. Thank you so much for your support. And now, back to the podcast. I would say the third thing, and I don't want to beat around the bush about it, really, and I don't want to be like, oh, I just, you know, I lie in bed until midday and then I work 30 minutes and then it's all done, you know, like I would say I work hard. And for me, that often means like I have one, two, sometimes three really specific goals and or content pieces that I will not rest literally until they are done. And so, you know, if that means working past five, I will work past five. If that means carrying some bits and pieces over into the weekend, I will do that. Like if I know that those content pieces have to go out, like if that is important, and that could be, you know, delivering photos to a client, it could be getting a blog post ready in preparation for a big launch or whatever, you know, whatever it is, like I will work extra to make sure that I create a minimum amount of content. And also just as a creative, I think I have the urge to create something. You know, it could be a photo, a blog post, a newsletter, a podcast, an Instagram story. Like there has to be, like, that's almost like, it's like a pot that's bubbling on a stove, so to say. And if I don't take the lid off and let the steam out, it kind of overflows. And that's really how I feel like I do have to create something, because it's at the core of my purpose, really. And also at the core of my business, of my creative business, that I will not rest until those pieces are done, and being really, really clear at the start of the day or the week what those key content pieces are, yeah, really ensures that I hit the finish line. The next thing that I think really helps me in my content creation process, and it's not, you know, something practical, I would say, it's more of a mindset piece, but what I notice a lot with my students and also with some of my mentees is that there's a lot of pressure on creating this perfect piece of content and for it to be amazing. And unless you have mastered like the most cinematographic video editing style, you will not post a reel, or, you know, that kind of pressure really to be perfect. I don't put that pressure on myself. Like, I definitely want to create something that's of a high standard. I don't want to put any content out that I'm not proud of. But also there's a point where I'm just like, you know what, like, it's, I think Seth Godin always says it, like, there's a point where you just have to ship it. Like, you just have to let go and let it be out in the world and move on, or take whatever you've learned from that and inject it into the new thing, right? So I don't judge myself. I don't judge my content. I don't judge myself when I don't create, quote unquote, enough content. I don't judge myself if my content tanks. Like, I take a lot of the pressure off. Because I don't expect utter perfection, and because I don't beat myself up if something isn't perfect, or like, I don't beat myself up, right? And I think that just takes the pressure off, which means I can really enjoy it, so to say, and just go along for the creative ride. And as long, again, as I have that North Star, like, why did I share this? Why did I create it? Did I create it because I wanted to, or did I create it because I know there's somebody who needs this particular piece of content or this message? Then, you know, I can walk away. Is it upsetting if it really totally tanks? Yes, of course. Like, I'm not going to do a happy dance about it, right? But I'm also able to move on, right? And just move on, and I'll learn from it, and you see what's next. So I think that just taking that huge pressure off, because it is intense for all of us to create reels and TikToks and podcasts and newsletters and blog posts and, you know, just so much that we have to do. I think if we overthink every little minute thing, it really stalls us. It's like pulling the brakes. And what I've really noticed is just going for it and creating and publishing and going for it and creating and publishing. That process, A, makes you better, but B, just allows you to create more. And that is right now the world we live in, that is what's working. Not one masterpiece once every 6 weeks, but, you know, a consistent posting schedule, which includes some absolutely stunning bits and pieces, photos, reels, knock it out of the park podcast episodes and newsletters, and then some, you know, okay photos and okay reels and mediocre newsletters, and it's all good. It is all good. Speaking of newsletters, and this is also my next tip, as it were, is I shared recently with my subscribers that I had the absolute pleasure and honor of joining an in-person mastermind event for 6, 7, and 8-figure online course creators and coaches, a mastermind in San Diego hosted by my coach, Rick Mulready, a couple of weeks ago. And it was a really eye-opening experience. One of the speakers there was Pat Flynn, who, if you listen to podcasts or if you're big into YouTube, you will probably have seen him or you know of him. In fact, I learned how to podcast from him, from watching all his YouTube videos, and I love his podcast, Smart Passive Income. I will link to it in the show notes. But, you know, like, he was there and he's one of the people I really look up to. But anyways, I asked him about his content creation process, because he creates, I would say, about 3 times as much content as I do. Like, it is insane. Like, his podcast is like clockwork, twice a week. And here I am, just twice a month. You know, so I really wanted to get a better understanding. And I think also because content creation is the one part in our business that no one else can do. So especially podcasting or anything that involves our face or our voice, or, you know, I would never hire somebody to do my photography because I'm a photographer, right? Like, it's not something that we can outsource. So I really wanted to get a really good sense. And there's a lot that he shared with me, but I think for me, the biggest takeaway was that he rarely consumes content himself. So he will spend 95% of his time creating content and only 5% of his time actually consuming it. And I would say before the pandemic, I was on that trajectory. I was never at that level, I would say. Like, I do love to scroll Instagram. I always have. But when he said that, it was like a coming home moment, really, because I think through the pandemic and now with the emergence of Reels, I have just noticed that I'm spending so much more time what I call studying the medium of Reels versus actually creating it. And I know it has really held me back in creating the amount of content that I want to. And so already a couple of weeks ago now, because I went to San Diego a few weeks ago, like since then, I've really been ridiculously consistent with my Instagram stories. I post pretty much every day. I've always sent a newsletter on a weekly basis, and that's been going really strong. I'm just really picking up my Instagram grid again. And it feels really good to be not just shooting for clients, but actually creating content for myself and for my audience, specifically for you. So, you know, him saying that was a wake-up call. And so my question to you is, as I found what he said so helpful, is maybe for you to think about as well. Are you spending a lot of time looking at what other people are doing? And if you find that helpful, or if you're in that study phase, by all means. But if it's sending you into the spiral of comparison, if it is paralyzing you, if it is stopping you from growing the audience that you want to, from getting noticed by brands, clients, you know, prospective clients, then my invitation to you would be, you know, join me on the content creation, you know, I don't want to call hamster wheel, I'm going to look for a different word, but the content creation train. And see if you can flip it around so that you're creating more than you are consuming. Because honestly, that piece is everything. Finally, like my very last tip, which helps me in my content creation process, is that I visually plan out my grid really for 5, 6, 7 images, real covers in advance. And I use an app called Preview. In fact, I have a PDF that includes all the tools and apps I use for my Instagram. I will link to it in the show notes, but I use that app to plan out kind of the visuals of my grid. And then I also use an Excel spreadsheet to plan out exactly what and when I'm going to post for the week, like what the topic is, what my, like how that connects to what I'm doing that quarter, that week, that month, whatever. So those are the last two really, really geeky, anal things that help me so that I have that really pretty much set out at least for the week, if not for a couple of weeks in advance. And that just means that even when I'm feeling a little tired or like I don't really want to post, I'm like, no, okay, I've got it. I already have the caption. I already know what I'm saying. I know what photo is going where. And it's just about making it happen. So those are my top tips. That's how the content creation process happens here at The Little Plantation. Right, that is it from me for today. I hope you found this podcast episode helpful. Be sure to head to the show notes for all the bits and pieces that I mentioned, including the planner and that PDF I just talked about, Carolina, you know, all the bits and pieces that I talked about today. Also, if there's any topic that you would love for me to talk about on the podcast, do let me know. My DMs on Instagram are always open. I don't always have a chance to respond in a lot of details, but I will definitely acknowledge receiving your DM. And if I can create a podcast episode with your topic, then I most certainly will do so. I think that's it from me. I will be back super soon. Hope you stay well, and yeah, speak to you soon. Before I leave you, I wanted to say thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I also wanted to let you know that this podcast was brought to you by my Eat, Capture, Share newsletter community, and I'd love for you to join. I will pop the details on how you can join my creative community in the show notes, so do go and check it out. Also, if you enjoy the podcast, it means so much if you can rate, review, and subscribe. All those things will help the podcast to grow and to reach the right audience. And yeah, you'd kind of make my day. All right, see you soon. Take care. Bye.